In the house, so proud of y'all. You got the boots cool with the sound, of course. High, lift them up.
Yay, the white man. Alright.
Wait, I'm thinking of a jingle. What is it? Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. Alright. Whatever.
What's up, everybody? This is Press X to Start, and this is our first For the Culture episode of 2021, and I think our first For the Culture episode in, has it been a year?
Maybe.
Because I don't think we've had one in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Before a refresher, our For the Culture episodes are where we address issues where there is an intersection with our culture, which is Black culture, and the video game industry that we cover.
Mm-hmm.
So before we go any further, I'm your host, your heavyweight champion from Wishnigga-wood, California, a.k.a. the janitor because of Bewatch Niggas, a.k.a. Swagatha Harkness. Or wait, Swagatha Harkness. There
Swagatha
we go.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Mm.
I am Sean MF Ross.
What MF stand for?
My Kente head is in the mail.
Hey, I'm going to get one next. We got to get our koofies on deck.
And I am DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Naturalism. A.k.a. Did you know?
What?
There are only 25 Zeppelins in the entire world.
Hmm. Y'all trying to go in on one?
Is one of them lead?
Maybe. That'd be 26.
I imagine one. Well, wait. What's the difference between a Zeppelin and a blimp?
You know what? I think it's 25 blimps.
Hmm.
I don't know. Jordan? One of the flying things in the sky. Not birds.
How dare you?
And I am Jordan, a.k.a. formerly Jordan 47, and formerly Jordan Slayer, and now I am Jordan the Tourist.
Jordan the Tourist.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Hey, y'all should watch that Jackie Chan movie called The Tourist. It's pretty lit.
When did that come out?
I saw The Foreigner.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, you know what? You're right. It was The Foreigner.
Yeah. I was like, I don't remember a Jackie Chan movie.
Hey. That's just like that Sinbad Genie movie.
Right?
But you know what? I think Jackie Chan has a series of films that are just occupations and people. I think that was kind of his thing.
Yeah.
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 He nailed it.
I can't wait for him to release The Lunch Lady. It's going to be great.
Starring Keanu Reeves.
But now that we've been all introduced, we're going to jump into this topic. So, as you know, it's Black History Month, and so we felt that this would be the best time to really kind of explore some of the issues, especially recent issues in regards to after 2020, where everybody, at least briefly, remembered that, you know, Black people exist.
At least for a month.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, for a month. In the wake of the civil unrest, a lot of companies came out and tried to show their support and whatnot, and as we are in 2021 with Black History Month, we couldn't help but notice that a couple companies were silent. And with that, I'm going to pass it over to Jordan to go deeper with that.
So for context, the purpose of this cast will involve identifying the most impactful diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives by video game developers and corporations. And as Marcus alluded to, where some are lacking, announce our expectations for video game studios moving forward and inform the listeners, ourselves, Black creators out there that are well worth the watch and support. So, yeah, I think if you were listening for the last couple of weeks, we kind of highlighted a few times how some companies are being more upfront and quote-unquote active about implementing and integrating diversity, or as I'm going to say going forward, DEI initiatives into their corporate culture.
Oh, no, die.
And, you know...
No, DEI.
Oh.
You old dyslexic habit.
Sorry, what did you say?
IED. Don't mind me. Keep going. I'm sorry.
So, on a personal front, I have some understanding experience and in terms of DEI and workplace culture. And I will say this, it's something that has to be very intentional, and you have to have clear set goals. Of course, you know, if we have one of our lawyer friends on here, you know, be it Sean or sorry, not Sean.
No, you're right. Anyway.
That's one of his five jobs.
Be it Doug or Cam, they would probably highlight, you know, the legalities of certain, you know, HR initiatives and hiring and all that. But we're not going to get into that. We're just going to get into what have companies said they're going to commit to. And two main ones that you're talking about is Xbox and PlayStation. Beginning of the month, February 2nd or 3rd, Xbox came out and said, Xbox will celebrate Black History Month through captivating video game experiences, raising awareness of important causes, and highlighting contributions from Black and African American creators. Now, I'm going to give you the abbreviated version of the laundry list, broken down by section. So they're highlighting games like Watch Dogs 2, a game that we've appreciated so much in the past, Apex Legends, which has two Black women as the heroes, Sims 4, and After Party. In terms of other media, they are highlighting Black Panther, the TV show Insecure, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and Hidden Figures. And also, as you all may know, I have an Xbox Series X, and I've noticed throughout the whole month in my main page, you know, like you, even though you're able to customize your page, there's a part of the page you really can't customize. It's the one that highlights the new games or, you know, new deals and stuff like that. But throughout the whole month, they had various initiatives and organizations like the NAACP, Black Girls That Code, that I can donate my points to. I get points every day for logging into Game Pass, for getting achievements and stuff like that. Or I can do direct, you know, cash and stuff like that. But I can donate my daily points for an entire month to their organization, and Xbox would have matched it. So,
oh,
that is what Xbox has done for this. Like, I think, you know, in the Black community, there was a lot more energy towards this Black History Month than other Black History Months in the past because of what happened last summer. And the expectations is higher. Like, we're more upfront about it. And this kind of goes into what Xbox has been doing for the past 2-3 years now. It started off with the Blacks at Xbox when they were, you know, ridiculed for this initiative that highlighted actual engineers being hired by Xbox, technology engineers, and it was their initiative, but the gaming community can be trash sometimes. We'll leave it over there. And also a commitment that Phil Spencer said, which is echoed by the CEO of Microsoft, who is...
Also, let it be known that we were also trash. We were like, why is it Blacks at Xbox? And why is that?
And I had to defend it.
It just sounds funny.
It's a weird name, but that's about...
And then Jordan did point out that it was actually that the Black people at Xbox made the name themselves, and that's what they wanted to be referred to as. So.
The CEO of Xbox is South Asian Indian American, and the Xbox as a corporation has been very upfront about having Black people in leadership. To which, you know, Phil Spencer said explicitly many times in many interviews that they're doubling down and having Black employees in leadership roles at Xbox Studios. So this is a very comprehensive plan that took years of planning. I tell you what, at least a company of Microsoft size, this is something that is, I can comfortably say, is now being ingrained in the Xbox culture, which is going to be outside of February. It just feels like a whole system now. But then we have PlayStation. I don't know if y'all want to talk about PlayStation. Like, I'll let y'all talk about what PlayStation did.
Well, I... So basically, PlayStation hasn't done shit, all right? So that's basically what happened. As Jordan was talking, I was racking my brain for keywords to figure out, like, maybe there is, like, maybe it's PlayStation diversity and inclusion. Maybe it's Sony America diversity and inclusion. And it takes you to the same place, which is Sony.net, their diversity program. Mm-hmm. And it's horrible. It's just...
I don't think that they just have one black person hired.
No, no, but no, like, so in terms of leadership, like in terms of...
Yeah.
It's,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's the fact that there is probably no prominent black leader in the Sony
yeah.
ecosystem or whatever. And it's, for a while, you know, we can always point back, well, Sony's a Japanese studio, but at this point, that's not really the case. Like, they are a worldwide entity. They have buildings... In
they still
places.
Have to answer to Sony of Japan, and
I don't
they're like that. Largely homogenous.
I don't think Sony Japan is the head. I think it's Sony America who's the head now. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember there being an article where like there was a shakeup between that whole structure or whatever. So I think it is Sony mm-hmm. America now. But like if that is the case, like even if it is Sony in Japan, it's just like. Were they going to say no to diversity? It's like, yeah, that's, yeah. that's part of their player
Yeah,
base.
They could. But I mean, it may just be that their gears are turning much more slowly than Microsoft.
Yeah, but that's still horrible. Like,
yeah, that's,
I'm not saying it's not.
Because I mean, like when you think about it, a substantial amount of, in terms of statistics, proportion-wise, like, yeah, the majority of consumers most likely in America are white. Because, like, African-Americans are still statistically... And this is the only place I use the term minority is in statistics. Like, mm-hmm. like we are a protected and underserved community, but statistically we are minorities. Regardless, there's still count-wise a significant amount of black consumers that have PlayStations.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, like the right. significant amount compared to Xbox.
Yeah.
And it's for me, it's one of those things where really that's about like what? A week of work to get the webpage up that has like these different programs. Because like it's not that Sony doesn't have programs. I'm pretty sure they have programs, but it's just that they don't bother to really promote these things. And it's
or is the black community requiring that of Sony?
Well, it's
you're only going to do what you're asked of.
I think it's disappointing because even with like last year in the middle of civil unrest and everything, the only thing Sony really did. Was that kind of late-ass, sort of half-ass Black Lives Matter theme that they put out.
Is it still on your PlayStation?
Yeah.
What more do you want, Marcus? What more do you want, huh?
I mean, Microsoft is doing more, so I'm just saying, get exactly. you know, like, if you're really going to try and lap the competition, do it more than outside of having exclusives, you know, like, match
look,
them.
Look, look. All right. We'll make Ellie Black, okay? We'll make Ellie Black in live action.
I think...
We have Miles Morales. What more do you want?
The thing is, like, they need to do at least the bare minimum to just not look bad, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
What is the bare minimum?
The bare minimum, is maybe just be like, hey, we actually have black people in Sony.
Engineers.
And what I'm saying is... Their gears may just be turning slow. You don't want them to put out some rushed shit. And it's just like, did y'all test this at all? Did y'all ask around?
Okay, so in terms of bare minimum.
A webpage.
It could have been a tweet if you want that to
right.
be a bare minimum.
Like, yeah.
They didn't have a black light.
But somebody would still complain about that.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, they might still complain, but at least they did something. Because the problem is at this point. I don't care how slow your wheels are turning. This is 2021, and you still haven't really done much better in that department. Like, it's not like they're just now getting around to social media and figuring that sort of thing. I was like, nah, bro, you've been ingrained in it by now. You know how to market things. You know how to spotlight things you want to spotlight. So at this point, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so to your point, I experience some levels of harassment when I commented my positive view of what Xbox did on their Twitter and Facebook. So like Sean, like there is going to be racists out there
mm-hmm.
that are going to have quote unquote backlash against a company trying to rectify inequities in this country
yeah.
that led to the civil unrest in summer of last year. So it's like, you know, to say like, oh, there's going to be backlash. Like, no, there is going to be backlash, but you need to have the courage and confidence to do the right thing. Because there is a right and wrong thing right now. I'm sorry, Marcus.
I don't even think Sean is necessarily talking about backlash from racists. Mm-hmm. I think he's talking about backlash mm-hmm. from people who are like, well, that's not enough. And even okay. that, yeah. I'd still say it's worth it to try. Instead of just not doing right. something and getting analysis paralysis, do something and then evolve and address things that mistakes that you made as it goes along. Because there's no like perfect allyship. There's no perfect way to represent everything, but you have to at least put some steps out there first, or else you're just kind of like,
you can't be better without trying.
Exactly.
Essentially. So actually, just a note, Sony last year, May 31st, they did put up a thing talking about Black Lives Matter. So it,
and that ain't enough. Well, that ain't enough to some people.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's just like, all right, cool. Like that, essentially, that is the bare minimum. We don't have something like that for this year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's one of those things where,
and even though this year just started, it's still like, yeah, it's Black History Month. So if you could do that in May.
Black people already get the shortest month out of the year. One. Two, we're recording this.
Chose it.
Did we?
Yeah. It's because the history of Black History Month, at least the original creator of Black History Month, is because Frederick Douglass, his birthday is in February, along with Abraham Lincoln. So they chose February. I'm like,
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, but two, we're recording this February 21st. So we've given them almost the whole fucking month, and they haven't posted anything yet. And it's just like, it feels like they only care when someone is telling them, hey, you have to care about this.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Of course, like, that's probably not the thing. Like, there's probably, you know, Japanese people who are aware of this and think that it sucks and find it terrible or whatever, who works at Sony. But like, as Sean is saying, like, it's just, I don't even think it's the wheels are turning slowly. I don't think the wheels are greased at all to do it like on the higher end. Like, they're worried about like PlayStation and PS5 and controller drift or some shit. Like, they're not worried about this, and it's a problem. Like, they need to be worried about this, because this is a thing. Like, their consumer base is affected by this, and that affects their money. So
their consumer base only gives a shit about getting a PS5 right now. I've seen Sony put out other statements.
Well,
and
no, what I'm
like,
saying
I don't
is that,
give a shit. We're the PS5.
So what I'm saying is that we are their consumer base. So like, if enough Black people turn to PlayStation, is like, so you guys aren't really down to support us, but you love it when we support you guys. Like, internet can make that shift happen quickly. And it's not even that it would affect Sony's money immediately. It will affect their image.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows that if your image is affected, like, that's hard.
It could hit a time.
I don't know. Look at Tekashi, man. He bounced back good.
Did he?
I don't know if he bounced back.
He bounced back good with who? Is my question.
And the only reason Tekashi bounced back anyway at all is because the media is obsessed with him. If they started ignoring that man, he wouldn't have bounced back at all.
Yeah. He's a train wreck.
But on top of this, though, it'd be one thing if Sony wasn't in direct competition with Xbox, but because they are, Xbox can easily take advantage of this and just be like, oh, well, you know.
Phil Spencer and Xbox claim not to be in direct competition with Sony anymore. They're competing with cloud gaming, just like Nintendo is doing their own thing.
They're absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
But I hear you.
They're in competition. Like, but like, it's one of those things where it's just like, it's frustrating to see the inactivity in Sony at this point.
Do you feel attacked, DJ?
Mm. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I will once they say that we're not doing any Armor Core or Gundam stuff. But
but that's not Black Focus, DJ.
It could be. All right. Okay. So side note, guys, let's talk about Black people in Armor Core and Gundam.
No, anyway. I did have a quick question before we go further, though. What do we think about Nintendo in all of this? Like, because Nintendo doesn't say anything either.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you say that.
Okay. Wait. Before we go any forward, I can't not talk about this. So Mahjong, makers of Minecraft, is also in here.
Who is?
Minecraft people.
Yeah.
Oh.
It looks like there's MLK skins in Minecraft.
Is that? Do we like this?
I can't confirm.
Do you have to create a dream?
I had a dream.
I mean, you know,
of little white blocks and little black box.
This might be an in-engine thing, not available to the public, but I do find it hilarious.
I just posted a link for Nintendo. Check that out real quick. I gotta go turn my alarm off for a
moment.
Okay. Hold on.
Let's see. Diversity and inclusion.
Hilarious.
Nintendo. Y'all see a black face on Nintendo? Yeah, fuck Sony. Fuck Sony.
Oh, no, they have black and Nintendo dialogue. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. So, Sony has absolutely...
Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind.
I was hoping, I was really hoping that it would be very similar to Sony, to be honest.
Like, wait, yeah, I was DJ wanted to have a picture of Mr. Popo or something like that.
I was expecting on the diversity page for them to be like, what's that?
It's Mario in different costumes.
It's like Wario, Waluigi.
Yeah, this does seem seem fairly comprehensive, though.
Yeah, dag, Sony, you going out sad?
Yep.
Well, maybe we have to start that initiative.
I guess so.
I don't know how, but we'll figure out something.
We'll DM.
Speaking of that, then we're gonna go into the next part of our discussion, which is as Black creatives ourselves, or Black content creators, rather. Well, we're both. What do you feel like our obligation is, or what our job is? And then also, in turn, what do we expect from other Black creatives and content creators? Who wants to go first?
I would say that our job is just to be ourselves and show that there is a diversity amongst just Black people in general, and try not to negatively perpetuate any stereotypes that have been in the media for the past couple millennia. You know, all Black people don't do XYZ. We claim to not be a monolith, but then
we're portrayed as such.
Yeah.
I
agree on that.
Yeah, I second that from Sean, and I want to get a step further. I want more Black faces in the creative process, so that cannot happen, right? So, like, the likelihood of that happening is lowered if we have people that come from the community that understand the boondocks of the community, the various type of Black people that exist, and are able to tell more unique stories, to which we get to a point where the main character of AAA game, who happens to be Black, is not necessarily defined by their Blackness. We appreciate them being Black, but it's not like, it's as normal as a Kratos.
Yeah.
It is as normal as an Aiden Pierce, you know, or a Master Chief. Like, they just, this is the protagonist, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to have happen, is for us to just finally get over that hill.
I agree. I'm looking at this on two fronts. I feel like the first front is to, as Sean say, just be Black, be person, you know, just not necessarily, like, even if we do fit into certain stereotypes, because I fucking love Gundam and I'll fight anyone who else who think Gundam sucks, includes all of you.
How is that a stereotype?
what Black person?
Where is that a stereotype that Black people love Gundam, nigga?
Well, this has been another episode of Press X Star Podcast.
You're a stereotype for loving Dragon Ball Z. That's what you are.
Are there Black people in Gundam?
Yes.
Anyway, that's another conversation for another time. What were you saying, DJ? You said something about...
Yeah, so at this point, like, being a Black creative, it's really just, you know, we have to be Black, but also do the things that creative do. So, like, for us, talk about games and stuff, but also we have to, you know, make sure that we are bringing up the issues in the intersection of our culture with the game industry and stuff. But we have to keep doing that just to show that, one, there are issues, but at the same time, we have to be our personalities and try to, like, break those stereotypes. So we basically have to fight a couple fronts. And then that's basically a short term. And then the long term is that we're able just to be and not have to worry about this stuff.
No, yeah, I'm in agreement with all of you guys in that, you know, I think Sean did put it best at first, where it was like, you know, we have to be ourselves. because black people aren't a monolith. I think, though, one thing about being black and creative at this point in history and every point before where we are now is that the moment that you're black and doing anything in the entertainment industry, your blackness is going to be spotlighted whether you like it or not, because we are not equal yet. We are not at a point in history where it's not a big deal to have a black person in a lead position or in a leadership position. So because of that, I know that there are some black creatives who are like, oh, you know, just I don't even care about the black stuff. Like, I'm just me. And it's like, nah, bro, you're black. You can't, no matter how hard you try not to acknowledge that aspect of it, it's what you are.
Right.
And
it's that thing where you might not care about it, but others will look at you and associate you with other black things. And it's just like, you just have to be aware of it.
And I think an obligation of ours is to, like you said, DJ, continue to spotlight things that are not okay or things that we notice that need to be addressed. Because I do feel like, unfortunately, because this is a white dominated field, entertainment in general, outside of maybe certain genres of music, for the most part, it's still a white dominated field on a macro level. And there are just certain conversations that I feel like white people are not equipped to have.
Right.
And certain issues that won't be brought up properly unless they are brought up by people in that community. And I think it is an obligation of ours, whether we like it or not, to continue to spotlight those things. Now, it doesn't have to be all that we are. We still do our weekly podcast and we do our rambles where we talk about frivolous things like...
And Gundam.
Who's gonna... Yes, and Gundam. But well, I'm glad you acknowledge that Gundam is a frivolous thing. You do that to yourself. Wait, anyway.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Son of a bitch, you got me.
But
is he a black son of a bitch? He's not okay, DJ.
But we still do need episodes like For the Culture, because until I look forward to the day where we don't have to do these episodes anymore. I don't know when that day is going to be, but I look forward to that day because that means that the progress has hit, you know. That's but until true. Then, we have to keep trudging forward. And that is an obligation of ours, is to keep fighting the good fight. You know, we're not lawmakers or we're not politicians or anything, but we're creatives and we have our own fight to fight. And we're just as important in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
So, and I expect that from other black creatives, too. To just keep fighting the fight in a way that you feel comfortable in fighting it. I know not everybody has the same tools to fight, and so you just find ways with the gifts and the tools that you're given.
Yeah, and I would say that's another thing, too. I feel like as a general population, we are getting, I say we as in the black community, black creatives, are getting more hip to the fact that, you know, anytime we create something, we know that it's bigger than ourselves. Mm-hmm. And people, I see it all the time, but I'm seeing it more often since maybe last year, that people are starting to use their platforms more to actually, you know, further back than last year. But anyways, people are starting to use their platforms more to like start speaking up on shit when they feel it or when they see that it's wrong or bad. And like sometimes that it affects their employment, but it's really good just to see that people are just speaking out in general.
Yeah. And I think that at some point, like, I just had the meanest brain fart. I knew I was going to say something, but now it's gone. It'll come back to me later. Anybody else got anything to say?
No, I think this is a step in the right direction. Got to call them out and hold them accountable so we can bring to life the world that we envision.
Yeah, absolutely. Accountability is something that we've talked about before and we'll continue to talk about. You know, things ain't going to change if you don't keep people accountable.
Right.
And like DJ was saying, like, you can't be worried about how that's going to affect your employment or anything. Like, obviously, it's not an easy thing to like willingly sacrifice, but change. That's what I was going to say. We got to keep fighting so that generations after us don't have to keep beating the same drum.
Yes.
Because I was thinking recently about how our parents' generation, I could speak more, I guess, specifically toward Jordan and I, because we're Black Americans, like we're from here.
I got a passport, okay?
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. Like, my parents grew up in the Jim Crow era and, like, dodged, like...
We're Black Americans.
You know, water hoses and stuff like that. And they did their part, but they still have to see their kids dealing with the same things that they essentially dealt with, just on a different level because social media exists. And if we don't do our part, we're going to get... no further down the line, you know, like I'm sure.
So we gotta get sprayed with digital water.
Yes.
Metaphorically speaking, yeah, like there's still a tremendous amount of harassment and bullying online.
Like I'm sure Sean, you know, as a father right now and DJ as a future father, like, you know, you don't want to see your kids having to basically make the same arguments and points that we have to right now, you know?
Yeah, takes time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be the, I just had a brain fart too. That is what we want. That's what we want to happen. And it's one of those things where like having this conversation, it's great to have it, but at the end of the day, it's really just fucking frustrating because it's just like people just have to be smarter, right? Like that's what it boils down to. It's just like, understand that there is a community outside your own that is being impacted in many ways, and you see it, like there's plenty of examples, but you just don't care. You just don't care to like, oh shit, that's actually a problem.
I mean, most people don't care until it affects them in some form or way, and that's not exclusively to any race.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know.
There's a lot of bystander syndrome. There's a lot of people who won't put the time and effort into saying something when they see something because it is an inconvenience to them or puts them in an awkward position. And, you know, but we really have to get past that. The more people start seeing the forest for the trees, the better.
Yes. Yeah. So I actually have a question. This is, I mentioned it earlier. So how do you guys feel about these companies and places making a hire for diversity inclusion?
Well, that's what I said about the legality of it, because you can't really like do quotas or targets and stuff like that. But companies are able to do.
Isn't it what affirmative action was?
Yeah, like, well, I mean, like, affirmative action wasn't necessarily you need to hire X amount of people or percentage-wise as amount of people, but you need to have some initiatives and programs that expands exposure to communities that would otherwise be left behind, or like have targeted outreach initiatives to, you know, get your whether it be college applications, your job applications, like knowledge and understanding of their company to communities that are outside of the quote unquote network, because that's what it is. It's mostly enclosed networks that these banks, hedge funds, technology corporations, art design corporations function on that limit the exposure of people outside of those networks, which typically are from protected and underserved communities.
Yeah.
And I think I don't have a problem with diversity initiatives and companies because I don't think that diversity is or should just be hire Black people. I think even if you want to go on the level of having a all Black company, you need hiring diversity because there needs to be different voices. Like, okay, our podcast is 6 Black dudes. We need to diversify it by having women because we need diverse voices. We need differing perspectives and opinions on things and having different vantage points.
Speaking of that, as Marcus said, we want to expand our voices on this cast, and we are looking for women gamers who are interested to, you know, chat with us and such.
Of course, there's a baseline, though. Like, there's many diverse voices out there, but some voices are, of course, voices for hate. Voices for transphobia, homophobia.
Well, yeah. No,
and
of course,
it goes without saying, but
of course.
Yeah, like, you know, there is advantage with diversity especially when it's, you know, for the service of promoting fair treatment, that's how I can put it.
By having diversity, you would think it would protect you from ignorance and closed-mindedness, because by having other perspectives readily available, you would hope that it'd make you less susceptible to putting your foot in your mouth, you know, because then you'd be like, oh, I thought this one way, but I do have, you know, women and members of the LGBTQT community and members of the Black community, members of the Asian community, you know, like I have these people here that I can just call upon to let me know whether or not what I'm doing here is offensive or ignorant or completely off base.
I will add to that. I think what you're saying is true, but in order for that to happen, those hires have to be in leadership roles.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the issue is that oftentimes we do get a diversity department or whatever put in place into the companies, but nothing really happens from that, or we don't really hear the fruits of that department, like in terms of how they've made the company better. But I also understand that by things not happening at the company is making the company better, essentially. Whereas if you look at like Riot and you see all the shit that they've been going through and going through, it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, they need some diversity training and fucking help just all around.
Need some milk.
Yes.
No, that's what they need.
Full fat milk.
But, okay, I think that's a good kind of like jump off point. Before we close the episode out, we do want to take some time to spotlight and acknowledge some Black creatives that we admire and want to get more eyes upon if you haven't gotten hip to them. So I just want to, once again, as I always do whenever we do these things, I want to give a shout out to Xavier Woods, who has his YouTube channel Up Up Down Down, where he does a lot of gaming with different wrestlers and other streaming personalities. And he just got the X-Play gig, or not the X-Play gig, the G4 gig. I think he's going to be on Attack of the Show or X-Play, or I don't know how they're doing it exactly.
Yeah.
But he is going to be with the new revamped G4 going forward, which is something that he's wanted to do for a long time. So I just want to give him his flowers, and I will continue to give him his flowers until I'm able to meet him and shake his hand.
Actually, and I also want to give a shout out. Speaking of X-Play, they actually put out a recent episode, and Jordan actually kind of put me onto this, where was Adam Sessler and the Mighty Keefe? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like a 15-minute, like, really short thing about them talking about the Resident Evil 8 Village demo. So it was really cool to see.
Okay, cool, cool.
I think they also had the Black Okage. I watch him from time to time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Black Okage?
Wait, he was on the G4 episode?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, you're
oh, okay, okay.
I thought we were shouting out people.
Yeah. Okay, I was about to say, though. I was like, oh, that's a big look for him.
I know, I thought Black Okage was anti-big. Big network.
Hey, I mean, when you see that check sometimes. And then I also want to give a shout out to Aaron A. Simon, who is a host and streaming personality as well. She's been on the come up in the recent couple of years for sure, and it's just cool to see where she's going. So yeah, just check both of them out. That's it for me, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yeah, so I have two people that both are Black women that are part of the Facebook gaming, two streamers, and one is Miss Funsize, who does Call of Duty. Both of them are very good Call of Duty Warzone gamers, but like hers is more variety. While television, she's garnered a lot of supporters, and is affiliated with Stone Mountain 64.
But their names are spelled uniquely. So
yeah, this is spelled a little bit different. Television spelled TELLEVISION, and Miss Fun Size got some numbers in there. So
Miss Fun Size, the E is a 3. That's pretty much
But yeah, you know, regular streaming schedules, you know, throughout the day. And yeah, I mean, like, there's more Black people in streaming, the streaming space nowadays. That's what I've begun to notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2020 definitely helped that.
Hey, it did. I think it totally did.
Sean?
No, I don't got nothing.
Well, you said...
I just wish...
You said the Black Okage.
Oh, yeah.
But ultimately, I was going to spin back around to, you don't know what you don't know. I mean, I wish I would have started streaming way back when I was playing like Unreal Tournament 2K4, but I just didn't think that was a thing black people did. I've been playing thousands of hours of gaming each year, and you know,
we need to get back on our streaming bag. We need to get like much better with that.
Yeah.
Sean, didn't you have a Twitch channel? Don't you still have a Twitch channel?
I still do. I just don't do it as often because the baby wakes up from time to time.
I know. Right. It'll be Black Father Gaming.
I don't want my baby's face on the internet. That's why I haven't.
Oh. That's fair.
That's true too. Yeah. Yeah.
Just
I'm sort of the same way with that too.
Just get a little dead mouse helmet for your child. And
I just may do that. Don't. But
she could.
Yeah. No. I mean, she sits in my lap and watches me play, or she'll stand and watch me play different video games. I mean. I may get into streaming more again.
Black Father Gaming.
And then for me, I have two on. Actually, I have two, but I'm going to expand it out to four. So the first one is Zombie Kills. That is ZOMBAEKILLZ. She is on IG, Twitch, and YouTube, and a bunch of other stuff. I think she's really cool. I actually didn't know about her until, I think, last year. She kind of started blowing up because she was getting onto different podcasts and stuff, and just really she's very much like us in terms of she's a black gamer and she talks about the real shit and she's not afraid to be like loud and unapologetic black. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The other person is Ify Wadaway, and that's IFYNWADIWE. And he's same thing. He was actually on a podcast I listened to called Nerdificent, and they're actually done. But he was really cool, and he's, you know, chill guy. He streams, he plays games, he talks about, you know, our culture and shit. So that's dope. And then the other two is, of course, Blessing Jr. from Kinda Funny. Like, he is killing it. He was a
shout out to Blessing.
Yeah. And then the other one is Miss Dani Fernandez, and she was also on Nerdificent. And she's Hispanic, and she basically talks the same shit, and it's, yeah. So, shout out to all of them.
Is she Hispanic or Latina?
Ooh, you know what? Latina? I don't know.
Okay.
There is a difference. I saw the map about countries that identify as Hispanic and versus ones that identify as Latina. There is a difference.
You just punched me in my ignorance, Marcus.
I'm sorry, I gotta check you, cuz. My girlfriend gonna hit me up. She'll be like, no.
Right?
But, all right. Well, that has been our first For the Culture episode of 2021. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I will turn it over to DJ to take us home.
Oh, that was actually pretty good. I thought you were gonna steal my job.
Nah, I'm not gonna do that.
Well, this has been another episode of the first episode of Press X for the Culture. We hope you enjoy this episode as much as we enjoy talking through it and getting through it. Don't forget to rate and review us, like, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and our IG and YouTube channel. Yes, right? I nailed that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. I appreciate
you. You did great.
Vote of confidence. In case you missed any of this, you can find all details and more on our website at pressxnumber2start.com. Until the next culture cast, when... I don't know what we'll do. Whatever. Oh,
we're returning to our regularly scheduled episodes next week. So
yes, and after this, we're actually going to record a ramble of the Mortal Kombat trailer. So check that out on our IG and YouTube channels.
Less heavy content, so you'll have something to laugh at soon.
Yes.
All right. Uno out.
Peace.
Stay black and be beautiful.
Hey.